Japanese lawmakers Tuesday took a historic step away from the country's pacifist constitution and approved the right to collective self-defense or the ability to come to the aid of a friendly country, a move that pleases Washington and angers Beijing. China, which is involved in a territorial dispute with Japan, says Tokyo is challenging the post-war order and raising regional tensions. The move is also opposed by some in South Korea, which along with China was a major victim of Japanese colonial aggression. Japan has been operating under a U.S.-drafted post-war constitution that includes something called Article 9, which renounces war and the threat and use of force to settle disputes and states that land, sea, and air forces, along with war potential, will never be maintained. Jeffrey Hornig, associate professor at the Hawaii-based Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies, tells VOA's Victor Beatty the specifics of the revised security policy have yet to be spelled out in legislation and expects some limitations. He says the United States welcomes the announcement, having long advocated a more proactive Japanese security presence. Hornig does not believe this move guts Article 9.
I don't believe it does. You still have a lot of restrictions. The thing about when Japanese policies change, they usually put a lot of restrictions in place afterwards. It is a change. Article 9 is still in place. It still has a policy of defensive defense, which is called senshu boe in Japanese. That has not changed. I think this is a change, yes, but it's not gutting Article 9.
Are you surprised it took 70 years after the end of the Second World War for Japan to make this move?
I'm not surprised. Actually, until the end of the Cold War, this was really a non-issue. Yes, you had talk about it, but as long as the Cold War was in place and the U.S. was the main defender of Japan, this was really a non-starter in terms of change. But in the past 20 years, when you see a rising China, you see a more active North Korea, and you see questions about U.S. presence, its deployment changing out of Okinawa, when all these things start happening together, then you have a situation where the argument that Japan should do more for its own defense or that Japan should actually provide more for its allies started actually gaining traction. But the fact that it took 20 years to go from the end of the Cold War up until the change that we see happening, that's natural. It took a long time given that the policy that was in place before then was so well entrenched.
Well, there's still a public opposition to this move. There were some protests in front of the Prime Minister's office on Monday. Do you expect the Japanese public to go along?
I expect to see more protests. When you look at public opinion polls of all the major newspapers and media agencies in Japan, they are split. The more left-leaning newspapers or liberal newspapers are oppose. The more conservative newspapers approve. I expect to see more of these oppositions as we get into the fall when the legislation starts getting written and submitted to the parliament.
Does this change mean a larger Japanese defense force?
That, I think, is still unclear. Definitely, it's a different posture for the Japanese defense force. And right now, the U.S. and Japan are working on their defense guidelines that will delineate the roles and missions of each of their forces. But in terms of whether the Japanese armed forces themselves will expand, my own personal opinion is I don't think so, but that's primarily from budgetary pressures.
Hornig says he expects Japan to confine most of its security operations to the Asia-Pacific region. However, in the event of a war in the Middle East that impacts vital oil supplies, he could see Japan participate in international operation using assets like naval minesweepers. Hornig says Japan's military is small compared to China's People's Liberation Armed Forces. However, he cites a recent Carnegie Endowment study showing Japan currently maintains a qualitative edge over Chinese forces, although China continues to modernize its military branches.